Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, as usual, we have much to cover. Before we get to that, friends, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're right up on the left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, live stream even now. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you go over there, friends, please go to the top of the page and find SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the Rumble page. That gives you a live feed regardless of where we're at. Also, with that said, friends, I wanted to show you on the right side of that page, you will find us right there, Tim Brown's morning show, my afternoon show. Also have Equipping the Saints, and with that, we also posted a Bradley's schedule. We got some pretty cool stuff coming up again. I don't know what it is, but every time we go to Michigan, we get two or three or four invitations to come back. It looks like we're going back. And it looks like this time we're going to be doing an event with about 15 to 20,000 people. That's what's being forecasted right now. So Bradley Dean will be preaching for 45 minutes. And who's the headliner? I guess this guy named Ted Nugent. We can kind of figure that out as it rolls out in the days, weeks, and months up and coming. I'll keep you posted as to what's going on. We also have four other events there. I'll put them up on Bradley's schedule on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now listen, friends, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. You get the point, period. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Until we get back to that, friends, everything's going to continuously turn into hell because the Lord promised he would do just that. Psalm 9:16 and 17. Let's get to this. I have a video in front of me. And what I'm going to show you here, and it's audio, obviously, for the 153 cities listening even now, and the 53 countries listening outside of the United States, listening to us abroad. With that said, I want you to understand that this isn't one that was born as an elitist, okay? One of the things that I continuously reiterate here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is these politicians do the things that they do because they don't think like me and you. They think that they're above the law. Well, this one is actually pulled into a commission position on a city board, and I want you to see how she responds and how she acts just to show you that those that serve we the people, how they change from a citizen, a constituent, to a demigod just overnight. What happens here, I just want to give you a, kind of a little premise to lay this out on. What you're going to see is this woman, her daughter was pulled over by the police, and then what she does is she comes in and intervenes, okay, because she thinks she's going to go ahead and get her child that just violated the law off the hook. But I also want you to pay attention to how these police officers are in fact doing a good job in dealing with this commissioner who acts out of her scope of authority. And again, I just want you to understand how these people act, and this is a prime example as to how they act when no one's looking. But guess what? We got it all on camera. Here you go.
So you are also an appointment. So you can't put together an of what the problem is.
Are you finished, ma'am?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked and very disappointed. Thank you for your help.
You may take them, ma'am.
You may not tell me when to take my child. You may shut the
door and
not tell me when I may take my kids and her friends, who are PhD students from MIT and Yale. You may tell me nothing.
Isn't that something? Well, she goes on. This is a demigod. These are the people that are supposed to work for the people that are trying to tear down the law when it applies to them.
I'm a resident. There you go.
I don't need that.
Okay. Fine.
You're just here
as
a writer, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm here as a concerned citizen and friend of the mayor and been in Tenafly for 20 years. I take full responsibility for that.
Now listen to this. She tries to push her weight.
Do you have an ID?
That is my ID, and that is my business card. I am the commissioner of the court authority, and I'm heading up over 4,000 police officers. Okay? So, if there's a problem, I think there's a problem.
I'm a registered vehicle.
Okay, she's not the one being arrested. She's the one trying to get her kid off the hook on the verge of being arrested for driving an unregistered car. Pay attention.
Why were they pulled over?
All due respect.
Yeah.
The driver was up.
No.
The daughter is not being summoned. She was not the driver. This is not her vehicle. It's not your vehicle.
How are you involved?
This is not going to be,
if you have a problem explaining what the problem is, why their car is being confiscated, then we have a problem.
Is this incredible, guys?
I will be in with the commissioner.
She's acting like she's above the law.
Take a step back.
Now she's threatening the police officers.
I can't move back any farther. I keep moving back farther, and you keep moving closer to me.
Because you
can't
even
put a
sentence together on what the problem is.
Because I'm not...
They reported her, this commissioner, for trying to manipulate these police officers in an attempt to browbeat them into submission and helping her kid get off the hook for driving an unregistered car. Okay? So they reported her. The constituents also did their job. She resigned after she learned that this went viral.
I'm shocked and very disappointed. Thank you for your help.
You may
not tell me when to take.
Listen to this, folks. This is what you're dealing with. Not in every case, but she tells them to blank up. She was an expletive.
You may tell me nothing.
Is that incredible? Folks, I just wanted you to see what was caught on camera, because this is what they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see them acting outside of their cue. Okay? They know when cameras are around. They know how to act, friends. But what people need to understand in this country is the office and the person are one and the same, and the camera caught her showing you exactly who she is and what it is that she intended to do. And what she intended to do is to tear down the law because her child violated the law. This is what happens. This is how it's played. But the people in this particular situation took things in hand. And they got to remove, friends. She resigned, you know. She resigned, but they did their job. They stood up to her, and they dealt with her. This is how we need to do it. Even in any case scenario, this was perfect. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Going to come right back. Got much to share with you. 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. I need to go to the phone lines to pick up the guy that's on the line. I think his name is, well, he's the morning show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome yours truly, Mr. Tim Brown. Thanks for jumping on, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. Da, 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 da.
We're not going to go there right now because I got a short amount of time, and I know that you got the gift of gab as well, my friend. Why don't we go ahead and share with the people concerning this alleged FDA approval. I named the show today FDA approval, question mark, and then I said you have been lied to again. Tim, will you share with the people as to how they've just been bamboozled once again, please?
Yeah, well, hey, even I was sort of bamboozled, so I'm having to eat some crow on that. But I wanted to correct it because I learned it last night. And I tell you, the way these devils write their stuff and they put it out, I'm looking at the FDA news release. It says FDA approves first COVID-19 vaccine. It starts off saying that. But then as you go through it, what they're saying is, we just reauthorized the emergency use authorization. We didn't go through a full approval thing. And so now they're going to include individuals 12 to 15 years of age under this thing. And so I wrote an update to the article yesterday. I know I did the two shows and kind of tied onto that, but I wanted you to just let them know that that needs to be corrected, but I'm glad you gave me a couple of minutes to say that. So there is an update on the article yesterday. There's also a new one today so people can read it. They can see the link themselves. And then Suzanne Hamner just posted one on how we're being gaslit over all of this. So I just wanted the chance to kind of correct that for people. It was my fault, and a lot of people got it wrong, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't correct it.
Okay, so what did they do and how did they bamboozle the people?
Well, I think they did it with the language they're using. I mean, again, if you go to the FDA website and you read the news release, it states FDA approves first COVID-19 vaccine. That sounds like a full approval.
Yep.
Now, what I came to find out was Dr. Lee Merritt, who we've had on the show, she said the FDA violated all kinds of codes by not even holding a hearing on it.
Huh.
And Dr. Tenpenny has said they violated several things because they pushed this shot when there was already effective means of treating whatever the people were sick from.
Yeah.
So they use that, and even in their letter that people can read, apart from that, and I also have the phone call where the acting FDA commissioner is on, along with the a doctor who's on evaluation research, they can hear them saying it, and they're talking like they're fully approving it, but then they bring in the EUA deal.
Yep.
So there is no full approval. It is still in an experimental phase, and people need to be aware of that.
Okay, cool. And you know what? Again, you know, I want to roll back just a little bit. Gaslighting means a specific type of manipulation where the manipulator is trying to get someone else or a group of people to question their own reality, memory, or their perception. So this is psychological manipulation as to what's being rolled out here again on the face of the people. Tim, what do you suppose, really quick, what do you suppose it's going to take for the American people to understand? Because we see America beginning to rise all over the country. I'm going to show the people this as to what's going on in school board meetings all across the country. They are packing them. They are standing up against these school boards, these city boards. What do you suppose it's going to take for the people on a global basis to actually hold these, the CDC, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, this federal government, the governors, the mayors that have gone along with this criminal conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. What do you think it's going to take for the American people to actually see the law through unto judgment to establish righteousness on the behalf of their posterity? What say you concerning what would your resolve be? What do you think it's going to take?
I think it's going to take a work of God. I mean, Jeremiah prayed in Lamentations, Lord, turn us and we'll be turned. And I don't see no turning going. I see some pockets of that. But in large measure, boy, I mean, the Lord's just going to have to turn the people. He's going to have to, you know, wake his own people up to make the stand. We're going to have to be the ones to lead that charge. And if he doesn't do that, boy, we're going to be in a world of hurt. We're really at his mercy to turn us. That doesn't alleviate from our responsibility, but I really do think that is part of it. And part of that's going to have to be that people are going to have to open their eyes to this two-party system and leave it.
Yep.
it in the background and deal with the law.
It's funny, Tim, that I see so much stuff transpiring now, coming to the surface, manifesting, coming to the light. There's so many different ways to say this, but I now see the American people begin to come to what it is that we have been sharing here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com for literally years. They're starting to turn slowly but surely. Jeremiah 3:22 tells us, "Return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God." We're going to learn one way or another, and George Whitefield was absolutely right when he said either God's going to be glorified in your salvation, liberation from sin, or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. And we can see that is exactly the truth concerning Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the cursings. And, well, here we are. So, well, Tim, without further ado, I got to take some phone calls, and I got to get some more information here. But again, I totally appreciate you jumping on and explaining things to people concerning how the FDA once again lied to the American people. It's not an approval, friends. It's another form of psychological manipulation into believing, into causing you to believe that it has been approved when it has not been approved. Tim, what time is your show on every morning?
6 a.m. Eastern.
6 a.m. with Tim Brown. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, thank you. I want to show you something really quick. And, of course, you're not going to hear this. And this is just to put a little salt on your tongue for the end of the show. But this is a woman who just got her child vaccinated, as they call it. And I want you to listen carefully before I take these phone calls so you can understand. And I'm sure this is probably some, you know, just fake news coming from a bunch of preachers today that are trying to wake up the American people to the truth of the matter. At least that's what they'd have you believe, right? Put that up against John 8:44, Ephesians 14 as well. But I want you to check out this mother, this heartbroken mother, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she's trying to tell the people on a global basis. And by the way, this video right now is being expunged. They're trying to censor this, but we got it.
This is for all you clowns out there that are saying you guys got to take the shot. Don't take it. I tell you what, As a grieving mother, I'm going to tell you why my daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas, and she's dead. She took the...
So we have a grieving mother here that says they would have you believe to take the shot. She said, don't take the shot. My daughter was here yesterday. She took the shot in Las Vegas, and today she's dead. Now, this lines itself up perfectly with that attorney out of Hawaii that has stated over 45,000 people died 72 hours after taking these vaccinations that are so good and safe for you, right? Safe the CDC and Anthony Fauci and treasonous Joe Biden. Treasonous Joe Biden. But this kind of stands in stark contrast to what the facts of the matter are, right? I'm going to go ahead and play it one more time, and I'm going to let it play out just a little bit more than what I did this time. Check it out.
This is for all you clowns out there that saying you guys got to take the shot. Don't take it. I tell you what, as a grieving mother, I'm going to tell you why my daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas, and she's dead. She took the Pfizer vaccine, and she's dead. They couldn't even revive her. I'm begging you people, don't take it. They're killing us.
Did you hear that?
They're killing you, and they're killing me. They killed her 5 hours from that Pfizer shot. And she's dead.
5 hours after the Pfizer shot.
How do you like that call as a parent? Your child is dead.
But I suppose that's fake news too, right? And I'm just saying that I'm being facetious. But this is what they'd have you believe, that this is all fake news. Now, how many mothers do you think would get up here and play the crisis actor to just kind of shake people up concerning the reality of what these experimental jabs actually produce? I'm just curious. But again, there's some people in this country that will just go along with it, and they'll say, oh, she must have been a crisis actor. I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. Remember all those kids that were being corralled into the stadium in Australia? The new news is, friends, that three kids have already died. Did you hear about that? Nope, you surely didn't. And I want to tell you something on a serious note. I will stand here until the day I stand before the Lord, and I will be a faithful witness unto the people, not just in this country, but on a global basis, giving you the information that you're seeing right now. We're not in the business of playing games, friends. This is information that you need. You need to see it. Here, I want to show you something else while I got you on the line right now. We got the, you probably didn't hear about this. Tim Brown just sent it over to me. Charlie Watts, interestingly enough, Charlie Watts, Rolling Stones drummer, dies at 80. I guarantee it, friends. He just took the shot. It's interesting right here. No cause of death was cited. Really? No cause of death was cited. Beloved Iowa teacher dies suddenly at 39 years old, a father figure who changed the city. No cause of death. Whoa, that's crazy. What about this guy? People magazine hockey player Jimmy Hayes died one day after celebrating his son's second birthday. This is insane. Igor, some Russian guy, the tallest man in the U.S., dies at 38. What a coincidence, friends.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden told G7 leaders the United States is on track to meet the August 31st Afghan exit deadline, but is developing a plan for a possible delay. The White House COVID response team holding a briefing on Tuesday. Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the Delta variant continues to be the main strain of the virus and is driving up case numbers.
The Delta variant of SARS-CoV-2 virus is highly transmissible, represents over 98% of COVID cases here in the United States, and is driving up infections, hospitalizations, and deaths across the country.
Walensky saying a COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to prevent severe cases of the coronavirus. The ACLU is suing the state of South Carolina over its ban on mask mandates in schools. This is USA Radio News. As the border crisis continues, a border state Republican congressman is calling out the Biden administration.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in and debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The R. Kelly sex abuse trial continuing on Tuesday. Another accuser taking the stand on Monday, testifying the R&B singer sexually abused her on his tour bus and in hotel rooms when she was 17 over a period of 5 years. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Whoa. Thought we had a little bit more to go than that. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page and or jump onto that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. We got Sean calling in from Washington. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Brad?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Hey, really love your show, but hey, I got some ideas for any of the people out there that are interested in how they can attack the problems. What I've been doing is I've been emailing and texting and anybody I can in the churches and, you know, and convicting them of the sins they're doing, you know, and closing their doors.
Yep.
A lot of them don't want to answer. They don't want to talk, but, you know, that's going to happen. But one of the things I did yesterday is I decided to sit down and call pharmacists up. And I wanted to start asking them, now that all these people that are dying, when are they going to stop injecting these people?
Mm-hmm.
And they, of course, I got a couple that gave me politically correct answers and beat around the bush. One guy in particular, I've talked to him twice. He got kind of upset with me. And then in the end, I asked him, I said, so how much are they paying you to do this? And he hung up on me.
Yep.
I called another one up, and, he threatened to kill me.
And cool.
I couldn't believe it. I asked him, I said, so when are we going to quit doing these injections? He said to me, he goes, so you want me to make an appointment? I said, what'd you just say? He says, you want two shots? I said, I'll make an appointment. I said, what? And he says, I'll give you two shots. I go, are you threatening me? He says, yes, I am. I go, you're threatening me right now. He says, yes. I go, you're threatening to kill me. He goes, yes, come on down. I'll give you two shots, one for the news and one for COVID.
this is a pharmacist saying this to you, Sean, a pharmacist?
A pharmacist, yes.
I would go online and I would put a comment on his outfit, whatever it may be, if he's a Walgreens, SVU, whatever the case might be. I would go ahead and give him a comment on Google to let other people know as to who he is and what he's about. I'd also go to the Better Business Bureau and let them know as well concerning his threat, and I'd also call the police on him. Because the fact of the matter is he's blurting the truth out in his confusion, isn't he? He really is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I reported into his corporate office and the complaint department, and I actually just got off the phone with the police a little while ago. But
Good.
You know what? The reason why I suggest this, if these pharmacies and the doctors that are putting these illegal injections out illegally start getting thousands of phone calls, you know, it's going to be a thorn in their side, you know, and we can maybe help advance this nonsense to get come to a stop, we hope.
Amen. Amen.
I tried to call some pastors this morning. They don't want to respond back to me because they asked me if they could take my message. I said, yeah, you can take my name, my number, and here's my message. You know, I want to know why they cowered and they shut their doors.
Yeah.
You know, why are you slapping masks on your face?
Yeah.
I see one of the local, he's a chaplain around here. This guy's walking around with a diaper on his face all the time. It's like, this is pathetic.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jay Inslee up here decided to declare that everybody must wear a mask all the time. And, you know, the reason why you don't hear about much in Washington is because everybody just goes along to get along. Well, there was some positive things that some of the stores are like, yeah, we're not enforcing this stuff. We're going to put the signs up, but we're not doing it again. So there was some kickback on it. But, we're gonna have to be taking the battle to the gates and just keep pressing, you know, and these pharmacists and doctors, they're we can deal with them at the root of the tree. You know, the corrupt people at the top we're gonna have trouble reaching them, but we could take out their army if possible.
Yeah, well, we can do it all if we would come together and everybody would come together on our objective here. It is resolve concerning the corruption. We'll lay the axe to the root of the tree. When you're going to the pastors, what you're going to find really quick, Sean, is don't waste your time. These are the first ones to go to the federal government, the state government, and play the Judas on their congregants and their constituents. And I'm talking about those that are a part of their church, parishes, whatever the case might be. You're wasting your time. Read Matthew 23, read Jeremiah 23, and you're going to find that you're dealing with the problem. They're the greatest advocates to the problems that we have today by not preaching out against them. So with that said, Sean, I appreciate you, brother. I high-five you. Keep doing what you're doing. We got Aaron calling in from Connecticut. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, Bradley? Finally, great to get a chance to call in and talk to you.
Good. What's up?
Yeah, so just going on what you were saying, I mean, here in Connecticut, you know, our governor's mandated for all state employees. So as a state employee and somebody that retired from the Air Force, you know, we're fighting that. But what you were talking about earlier about this approval that came out, I was reading it this morning over coffee. And if you actually look at it, some of the final reports for submissions don't have to be in until 2024, talking about myocarditis is one of them. And, you know, like, if these kids are having swelling in the heart and are dying from this, it just blows my mind that they could actually say this is a quote-unquote approval when they still obviously don't have all the information.
They don't have all the information. As a matter of fact, they're admitting it. They don't know the long-term results, yet they continuously push it. We know that it hasn't been approved. And regardless if it's been approved or not, I'm not going down that road. I mean, that's to suggest that somehow or another they're telling us the truth this time. There's no truth in these people, and the people need to come to the realization that they've all sold us out. And if we had some good people in there right now, they'd be standing against what me and you were talking about, but they failed us, and they have failed to represent the American people and upholding the law against the likes of the people that we're calling out for their criminal activities even now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and even the amount of propaganda they push. So, for example, our state just released from, you know, their announcement that the Connecticut Department of Public Health applauds the FDA approval for Pfizer COVID-19. This should further reassure those who decide to wait for the full FDA approval before being vaccinated. So they're like now saying, oh, just because it's approved, it's, you know, the goodest thing ever going. So go out there and get it done. It just, I just hope more people wake up, but at least
we're
trying to fight here in the court system.
They are. As a matter of fact, are you on social media platforms right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do for you right now is I want you to go and I want you to look at this. Now, folks listening on the radio, in your cars, whatever the case might be, I'm showing him a picture of what's going on over in the UK, Germany, France, Romania. The list goes on. Ukraine. This particular picture that I'm going to show you right now, Aaron, is in Romania. I'm sorry, the Ukraine. And it's happening in Australia right now. So here you go. This is what's happening in the Ukraine right now. So don't think for one moment people are not rising. This is what the mainstream media means to withhold and censor from the eyes of the people in this country. Because, as I've said, Aaron, when the American people figure out that the world's up in arms, they're going to stand back and say, wait a second, what is it that we're still trying to figure out? Because, again, we can't come to resolution that these people are now telling us the truth. How is it that they have figured out this is a criminal conspiracy, but yet the American people still haven't figured it out? And, again, I wanted to tell you, too, I'll put this on social media platforms so you can see this as well, and I'll narrate for the listeners. Aaron, check this out. After 1,517,211 injuries and 9,027 recorded vaccine deaths in the U.S. alone, the FDA allegedly gave full approval to Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines. Here is the CEO for Pfizer, and by the way, he has not taken the shot. Also keep in mind, friends, this doesn't apply to those that serve we the people. It doesn't apply to the White House, the CDC, the FDA, the WHO, the Moderna company, Pfizer company, Johnson & Johnson. And if that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what I can do to help you. So, hey, Aaron, I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bradley. That photo you showed of all those people in the streets, that's what needs to happen here in the U.S. But that won't happen until people start losing their internet connection, don't have their Netflix, have to wait in line for food at the grocery store.
Yep, you're right.
Then, when they're uncomfortable, they'll start getting out in the street.
You're exactly right. And then at that point, Aaron, I wonder if that's the response that they want, because people are going to act out in a different fashion. And I suspect that we're really close to that right now. Thank you for the phone call, Aaron. I appreciate you. And by the way, thank you for your service to our country, my friend. I want to get over to some of this stuff really quick. All you Trumpites that haven't figured out the political system yet, keep in mind Donald Trump recently called himself the father of the vaccination. His daughter's out there trying to promote vaccinations on the behalf of these companies that have been found out for their criminal conspiracy. It should show you that there's no difference taking place on this in the United States of America. And I want you to listen. He just did a rally, and I want to look down here really quick just to look at the date here. This is August 23rd. This was just yesterday. This is a rally that Donald Trump did, and listen to the response that he gets from the people, even at his rally, when he talks about going out and getting the vaccinations. Check this out, friends.
That's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got
to hear
freedoms,
that, friends.
Yeah. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay?
Okay, isn't that cute? Well, here, let me show you. Let me show you so you can understand exactly. These are the people. These are the ones that are, well, they have come to the knowledge in depth now of you'll be the first to know. When you look at these statistics, when you have 1,517,211 injuries, and 9,027 confirmed experimental jab deaths, and yet you still have the FDA going along with it, friends, something's not right. We all can agree with that, right? But what I want you to see here is, again, what I kind of shoved in real quick during the last segment, the end of the last segment. Igor Vavkovinsky, the tallest man in the United States, dies at age 38. Died of heart disease, we're told. Hockey player Jim Hayes died one day after celebrating his son's second birthday. Okay? Cause of death, unknown. Interesting. This guy right here, beloved Iowa teacher, died suddenly at 39 years old. A father figure who changed his city. It says he died suddenly. And for those that didn't know, Charlie Watts, Rolling Stones drummer, dies at 80 years old. Isn't it just humorous, friends, how they're telling everybody the cause of death is not cited or unknown? Boy, how many times have we ever seen that? That's pretty rare, but not today. This is what happens when
Sons
people figure out what's in fact going on.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, remember this lady I just played for you? Aussie mother loses her daughter to Pfizer in Las Vegas. 5 hours after she took the Pfizer shot, she said that her daughter was dead. She said that this was a genocide. Not making it up, friends. Look at this. Just sent over to me from Tim Brown. Morning show host, COVID vaccine caused a woman's skin to rot, according to doctors. How come we're not hearing about this? Oh, and by the way, right on the top is Vayers and the CDC. Their statistics, it's all right there for you, friends. Look at this. You again, and the American people are still sitting back wondering what's going on. How many times does this need to be revealed to the people in this country? There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. That is the mercy of God, Luke 12:2. What are you doing with that knowledge, Americans? Just seeing this, for all those that have been paying attention to the show, do you remember at the beginning of this pandemic, my little dream? And I'm not speaking down upon it. I just don't usually share the giftings in such a fashion because I know that there's a lot of lunatics out there. But I can tell you when I get things from the Lord, when they drop, there's fear that comes with it. And if you read scripture, there it is. And it was that tsunami, right? Remember all this, friends? Yeah. Interesting because just today, Matt Walsh is covering that, not a joke, the CDC says the first thing you should do to prepare for a hurricane is to get the COVID vaccine. Now, I want to tell you what, the tsunami's coming. He's almost there, but he's still off just a little bit. But the tsunami is coming because the American people are failing to respond to the second wave. That's why they are continuously doing the things that they're doing. Here in the state of Minnesota, we see all the signs going up. We went into a corporate store this morning. They had people handing out masks, and it's like, folks, they're getting ready to do something again, and you better put a stop to it. What I did see inside of the store, 98% of the people said absolutely not. Nope. You have to get to the point where enough is enough, because if you go along with it, what you're doing is adding strength to tyranny. Are you going to be a part of that, friends? Because I'm not. I'm not going to be a part of this. I'm not going to act like they're telling me the truth this time. Folks, really? My goodness, what do we need to happen here before we lawfully respond? And it's not for us to look at all these victims and say, oh, poor people, I'm not going to take the shot. No, it's enough for us, in the sight of God, to deal with the perpetrators of these crimes against humanity. And by the way, this should have stopped after the first baby was murdered in the womb. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17 in 1973. We should have dealt with corruption in government right off the bat. Right off the bat, but we failed to do it. We should have actually went before that. Remember in 1962, they said no to prayer. And then 1980, they said, let's take the stop signs down. Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. You know, like thou shalt not kill. Well, you take those down, what do you think the kids are going to do? What do you think the next generation is going to act out? Well, so you have it, okay? We need to put a stop to this lawfully, friends. And as I've said before, every single step of the way, what do we see? What do we hear? The same people driving the same narrative. Gosh, people. Gosh, people. I'm just embarrassed for a lot of people in this country. These are the type of people that I'm not embarrassed for. Why? Well, this just happened at a large meeting, and look what's happening here, friends.
May I have your attention, please?
A city meeting, school board meetings.
We'll remind you that per the governor's order and the Division of Administration...
Unconstitutional, illegal.
Masks are required in this meeting.
Required, not law.
Mask, please raise your hand and staff will provide you with a mask as our supplies last. Failure to comply will result in removal from this room. You may relocate to the overflow room across the lobby, which is the Thomas Jefferson room.
These are the people that work for you. Look at how these people respond to this.
We will allow a few minutes for the mask to be distributed. Before
nobody's doing anything,
begin.
Friends. Be encouraged. They're defying now. They're beginning to defy. They understand their history. He said, I read lips. I'm sick and tired of this. This is enough. But notice what the city representative said before punishment incurs if you don't put a mask on. There is no law, friends. There is no law. What happens when the whole city stands up and says no more? Only you can answer it, friends. Only you can answer it. I can't do it for you. I can just give you the information. What happens when people say no more? What happens when people stand up and defy? That was in Louisiana. It's happening all over the country. So partake. It's got to suck to be a spectator, friends, when it comes to your freedoms. That's where the life is. That's where all honor lies, said Abigail Adams. It's on the battlefield. And so it is. And so it is. That one was in Louisiana. This one is, this one's happening in Ottawa, Michigan right now. The school board meetings, the city board meetings are being packed of people standing up and defying these unconstitutional orders. Why? Because of people like Tim Brown and shows like this that continuously blow the horn concerning the facts of the matter. We're not through a mission ignoring the issues like the modern day conservatives. We're not silent through a mission concerning the crimes of government, friends, concerning what they perpetuate upon the people. That's the church. Church's job is to stand up and protest. That's not what they're doing. Well, that's what the people are beginning to do. And by the way, that is the purpose, and that is our obligation and duty before God to do just that and keeping his commandments. I want to show you one more thing before the end of the show. I mean not to shove this in so quickly. I have four more minutes. As I continuously share with you the disgraceful Joe Biden, and isn't it interesting? Joe Biden's a perfect example of what the American people will put up with. To sit there and legitimize this treasonous criminal who's played the Judas on us not once but 1,000 times over how many years? 40 and 50 years? Yeah, he's a repeat criminal. What do you expect when he's not stopped? What do you expect when you don't enforce the law against these criminals, friends? Well, you get a Joe Biden and you get a Donald Trump out on the trail. Doing what? He's doing all these rallies to do what? Do nothing but complain about Joe Biden. Who's Joe Biden? The guy that he didn't prosecute, that he promised that he would prosecute over 5 years ago. Okay? Justice guards our liberties, not name-calling. Folks, they're on the same team. Pay attention to what's going on. But I'll tell you what, Joe Biden is not what foreigners will put up with. It begins, former British commander in Afghanistan calls for Joe Biden's court-martial. Isn't it interesting? A foreigner has to tell us what the American people should do. I want you to check this out.
I don't say this lightly, and I've never said it about anybody else, any other leader in this position. People have been talking about impeaching President Biden. I don't believe President Biden should be impeached. He's the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, who's just essentially surrendered to the Taliban. He shouldn't be impeached. He should be court-martialed for betraying the United States of America and the United States Armed Forces.
Isn't that interesting? A foreigner's got to tell the American people. Isn't that interesting? A foreigner has to tell the American people how to deal with corruption. Wasn't it James Garfield that said, now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. The president can only do what Congress, our representatives, the voice of the people, delegate them and allow them to do and entrust them to do. Now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance. Joe Biden, Americans, is your reflection. Don't complain about what you tolerate. They're taking the biggest loser they can find, and they're putting him in the people's White House, and they're mocking and they're laughing at the American people that tolerate this corruption at the highest levels. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. Now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance. Who? The people. The people. Recklessness and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. Now talking about the next centennial, he says if the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, America, the culture, and the morality of the nation, the church, do not aid in controlling the political forces. Nope. What we see today is the professed church who's called to be the light of the world, who's called to be the light of society, the compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. It starts there. And I want to tell the church something, those that profess Christianity, you better have it right because judgment begins in the house of God. If you're not under the blood and you're not in Christ, you can rest assured it's coming to your front door first, and it applies to all cowards. And guess what? Cowards go first, Revelation 21, verse 8. But pay attention to what the President of the United States of America said. If there's corruption, if there's recklessness, it's because the people tolerate this. Not here. Amen? That's why we have the Sons of Liberty that have set the example for us to go and follow in their footsteps, Hebrews 13:7, as they follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. We'll talk to you in 23. Looking forward to it. Got much to share with you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.